All of a sudden, Abimelech and Fichol, his general, come and say to Avram, God is with you with all that you do. And in Yosemichas Parshios, why is this Fichol story coming in correlation to Yitzchak and etc.? Ki mitchila da'ag Avram Avinu al sheichnis atzmo b'sakana milchemet ha-melachim la'atzil et Lot shemeno yatza Amon u'Moav. Right, we spoke about this in Chilak Aleph. Avram was worried that when he went and put himself in danger with the four kings of the four and five kings at war battle, and Amon u'Moav came out of it, he was worried. Shvivei bishei de Yerushalayim. Right, the Gemara said in Hedron called them shvivei bishei, like the thorns that grow on a flower, like pushing down on a flower. That's the pushing it down in Yerushalayim. Charkach. Then God revealed himself, revealed to Avram, that from Moab and Ammon, the kingdom of David will come forth. And then, God, he davened for Sodom, and he knew that they were bad people. God says, I hate them. Avram's like, oh my God, I daven for people that God hates? That's horrible. And Avram felt okay because Lot was among them. But when there was incest in the family, Avram was very worried. Avram starts by doing one thing, saving Lot from the four or five kings, right? Then he goes, oh my God, I feel so bad. And God says, no, don't worry, David comes from them, right? Then he davens for Sodom, and he feels so bad. And God says, don't worry, Lot was tzaddik. And then Lot has incest. And Avram says, Avram says, oh my God, I feel so bad. Everybody I'm davening for, everybody that I care about, is not good. But then what happens? Sarah says, get rid of Yishmael. And God says, do it. What does Avram realize? Not only is there hefech kvod shamayim in Sodom, not only is there hefech kvod shamayim in the incest of Lot, but there's hefech kvod shamayim, his own son, Yishmael, is not what God wants, right? So there's a pattern here that we see that Avram is constantly pushing a limit, and he realizes that that limit is not what he wanted. It's not what he wants to do. He's seeing that he's doing the opposite of what God wants of him. And till Yishmael, he said, okay, they have nothing to do with me. Yeah, I know, you know, people of Sodom, fine. I wasn't there to educate them. My nephew, if he was only around, I would have helped him. But now he left and went to live in Sodom. What can I do? But now it's Yishmael, my own son, that's under my nose. Kol means all, right? It means to say everything. So after Avram feels bad, that he fought and saved Sodom, and then he felt bad that he davened for the people of Sodom to live, and then he feels bad about himself. He goes, even I'm a failure. My son Yishmael, God says, kick him out of the house. And then Avimelech and Fichol come and say to him, everything you do, right? Kol asher ata oseh, right? Hashem Elokim imcha bekol asher ata oseh. God's with you in everything you do. So Avram gets an assurance that what? That everything he's doing is Ratzon Hashem. Right? So till this moment, Avram's feeling, you know what? Maybe I'm going about this all the wrong way. Maybe I don't really want what God wants. Maybe I'm pushing my own narrative. Maybe, you know, I fought for the people of Sodom, and then I say, and I save Ammon u'Moab, and I say, but really, David's going to cover it. And then I dive in for Sodom, and I save Lot, at least. And at least Lot came out. Right? And then, you know, I took Hagar, and I didn't have a son with my wife Sarah, but at least I had a son with Hagar. And even that, God says, and it could be that I'm pushing my own narrative. It could be that I'm not really selfless. I'm not really trying to know Ratzon Hashem. But really, I'm just doing whatever's good for me. But then Fichol and Abimelech say to him, no, everything you're doing, God's with you. Shafilu asal kadatach gam kentov. Even what you're thinking is good. Vasal kadatach ayah Ishmael, v'akama shmalanu Yitzchak. Right, so a little Gemara terminology for some Hasidim. Salka datach amina, you would say Ishmael was what God wanted, but and even that didn't work out. Kamash malan Yitzchak. Ah, see, even a salka datach, even Ishmael, God is happy with, right? And it could be that God just needs to kick Ishmael out. That was part of Ishmael's journey. So this is a very big idea in the Zohar, and this is the kind of the focus we want to focus on for a second. Reb Nachman teaches something very important. He says that from sichos chulin of women, you can know what the Shechina is saying. It says in Megillah, "Vayelech Mordechai lishmoa achar beit anashim ladat et shlom hamalka." Mordechai goes behind the house of the women, hear their chatter, and know how the queen's doing. Okay? Who's the queen? The Shechina. Okay? So the Baal Shem Tov teaches us something very important based on this Zohar. And we spoke about this a lot in different aspects of learning. We live in a world of choice. You need to choose at every moment what to listen to. Right? There's a lot of conversations in the room, and you're going to have to pick one to choose. There's a lot of things to visualize and to look at, and you're going to pick something to look at. If you listen to a random conversation, it wasn't random. Zohar says from Sichas Cholin of people, you can know what God wants of you. Right? If you think that the media is the problem, right? And a lot of times, the Eitzos that are a lot of times brought down in Sifrei Musar, is that don't think that the person that told you what he told you said it, but really God said it. Right? If I said, Avi's fine. I tell him he's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Say to Noah, you know, your davening's the worst. So he could say to me, well, you obviously don't know what Chazanus is. Or he could say, okay, maybe God is saying this. And he goes, okay, maybe it's the worst. Maybe I have to work on it. Okay? I took this Eitzah with me to the army for my 4 months of basic training. It was helpful, and I should have been stronger in it. But there were moments it was very helpful to really imagine that this commander is, but a radio blasting the what comes in on the radio waves, right? What is transmitted on the other side of the transmitter. So what is the Mashiach telling us? Abraham's worried about his avodas Hashem. And all of a sudden, Abimelech and Fichol tell him, you're doing a good job. Right? But what's the kesher? Abimelech, Fichol, who cares? They're so not related to this story. And the Zohar comes and teaches us at the end of the day that messages are messages. Right? Remember, who are the people that tell Avram he's going to have a child? Three malachim, that's Chazal. Who are they on Pshat? Three Yishmaelim, three Bedouins, right? Three people that gotta wash their feet before they eat. And Avram sees that as a message. Right? Could have been that Sarah laughed because there's some random guy saying you're gonna have a wedding. You're gonna have a child. Go to the kotel. You give somebody a penny, and he says, "Ah, zivugah." So you could just say like no, just say, you know, or you could say, oh, this is a message. No, this is a message. Right? This is just a transmission that's coming from a transmitter.
So everything that we hear is a message. It's kind of just like a vote to be able to like try to like work to understand what the message really means.
Yeah, but Rabbi Nachman would also tell you, don't stress, don't overstress about it. Right? Don't sit there saying, oh, well, you know, I was opening the radio and it said, the death of you all, and I was, and then it shut off, and I was like, oh my God, that, you know, not everything is and there's Torahs in Rabbi Nachman where he speaks about the difference between looking for the message and everything and obsessing over it, right? But here Rabbi Nachman, the Mashiach is quoting the Zohar that says the at the ganis bepumaya demalka, shadam yachol lehavin misichat anashei olam sheken ratzon hashem b'achah. A person can understand from what people are saying what God wants of him. וכמו שנאמר, ואוזנך תשמן הדבר מאחוריך, וכדאיקינן מזה, בגמרא, שמשתמשן בווסקול, כיוון ששלח מדעתו, אמרו לו אלוהים, עמך בכל אשר אתה עשית, היינו כמו שנאמר, ואתה תמיד עמך אחזת ביד ימיני. אז תנחם, ואמר בעבור תהיה לי לעדה, כי חפרתי את הבאר הזאת, היינו שאני הייתי הראשון, שעל ידי נתפרסם כבוד השם נדבך בעולם הזה, והרגלתי דברים לקרוא בשם השם. Before we get into the story of Avimelech and the whole conversation, what is the Meir Shilach want to tell us? There's a famous Gemara in Megillah that says Mishtamshim bebatko, right? That you're allowed to ask a batko. We can't pass an halacha from a batko, but we can ask a batko what to do, right? Should we buy or should we sell? If a batko says sell, you're allowed to follow that. It's not a craziness. So we see that we take things. We give certain things their value. And the Meir Shilach is saying that Avram Avinu, when Avimelech and Fichol said to him what they said, he knew he wasn't for them. He knew it was God telling him, you're okay. You're okay. Right? And just that there's and they were just the messengers. And then Avraham Avinu says, oh, this is the well, I dug it, meaning what? I was the first person to work hard to be Mefarsim God in the world. And I taught the world to call in God's name. So Avraham feels so good. What does he say to Avimelech and Fichol? They say, God's with you with all you can do. What does Avraham say? Avraham says, ah, of course God's with me. I was the first monotheist. I was the first to dig the well. I was the first to let everybody know. Right? But then Avraham said, wait, why am I being so haughty? What's going on? Right? And he says like this. And then, after Avraham was haughty, then the Akedah came. The Akedah, says the Meir Shilach here in his piece, came because Avram Avinu took the message from Avimelech and Fichol and felt not reassured, but felt good about himself. There's a difference between feeling good about yourself and feeling reassured. Avram should feel reassured that Avimelech and Fichol are telling him that everything that he does is godly. But to be overconfident, it's not good. And the Akedah comes. להפסיד כולם. ושמר נתתיך לירח הנס להתנוסס מפני קשת סלע, ונדרש להפסוק במדרש על ניסיון העקדה. שמעשה הגיטה נאמר בי נשבעתי נאום השם, ושם השם קיים לעולם ועד. והיינו שבזה האמת והקשות יהיה לזכות לכל הדורות סלע. This עקדה, this ניסיון, is a ניסיון of אמס. It's not a ניסיון of אמונה. A ניסיון of good or bad. זה ניסיון של אמס, כיוון שהראה שנמצא בכוחו למסור הכל השם יתברך, אז הבין שכל מה שעבר עליו עד עתה עשה רצון השם יתברך. Meir Shilach says something profound. It says, what was the ניסיון of the Akedah? Take everything, right? You can imagine what happens to Avram. Kills Yitzchak. What does he have? Nothing. Kicked his son out of the house. His wife is definitely not going to talk to him. So take everything that belongs to you and give it to God. And when Avram is willing to do it, what does that show? Right, but that shows that everything else he did, it was awesome.
What do you mean that comes
for God, right? Practice makes perfect.
Through your son. So you don't have a
when Avram is willing to put everything on the line,
because he is the son,
that means that all the decisions before were okay.
So you don't have right? A connection with your
father. Always tell us.
Through your son.
You missed a shot, it means nothing. You hesitate the next time, means everything.
Yeah.
Right? Missing a shot means nothing.
Sounds forced and unnecessary.
But if you hesitate the next time, that means it got to you.
Yeah, it does.
So when you don't hesitate the next time and you sink that shot, that bucket, that proves that last time wasn't your fault.
Why is he obviously
not the end of the world? So when Avram's willing to do the Akedah, what is he proving? That everything that he did before.
Okay. So
it's the year zero. Well, Hashem Shemayim. Right? Avram, obviously, Chazal teaches that Avram had 10 Nisyonos.
Oh, that's
if he failed five, he's not going to do six.
Or,
if you fail Chem 101, you don't move up to the next class.
Yeah, he becomes your son, your son.
So when Avraham Avinu is doing the Akedah, and he's doing it well, that shows that everything else he did before was also Ratzon Hashem.
Then you teach your son.
And here there are a couple of ideas in the Mashalach. One, when you're feeling not sure, when you're doubting yourself, listen for a message. Right? When you're saying, I don't know if my tefillah is good, and all of a sudden somebody says, what a good tefillah I had today. Boom. You think your tefillah is not good? Here. Someone just told you, you just had a good tefillah. Or you're saying, you know, I don't know if I said bracha rishona, and somebody says, I'm going to lechem minaretz. I'm like, you know, that's a reminder to me, or that's proof that I did say. I don't know.
Let's say your son died.
Right. It goes in every situation, a person's going to know what that message means, right? If we're all going to listen to the news, every person is going to get a different message because he knows his information is based on different intake. So when you're not sure, listen to the world, listen to God, listen to the message, right?
Yeah.
And then the Mashalach says, feeling reassured should not turn into gloating, because if you're going to gloat, then there's going to be a greater confusion, a greater fog that you're going to have to work with. And at the end of the day, the Mashalach says, you can listen to the world and know what God wants.
Good.
And when you prove that you have done good, then everything retroactively, right? Things go retroactive. This is a very big idea in Judaism. En ugdam mochar b'Torah means that things can go retroactive, right? And the Zohar says, when you get married and you have relations in a holy way, then everything you did before is wiped away. Why? Retroactively, we know that you never meant to sin. It was only a cry, a scream for help that you're ready to get married. And now that you've done it in a holy way, we could say, right? But if you abused it, then all of a sudden you can't come and hocus pocus and everything's going to change. Right? So the Mashalach is telling us at the end of the day, when you eventually have a good tefillah, all those tefillahs that weren't good retroactively become what Rabbi Nachman calls a hechsher mitzvah. Right? So building a sukkah is not a mitzvah. Sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah, but you can't sit in a sukkah if you don't build a mitzvah. Build a sukkah. So building a sukkah is hechsher mitzvah, right? Tying tzitzis is not a mitzvah, but you can't wear tzitzis if you tie tzitzis. So tying tzitzis is hechsher mitzvah, right?
Didn't you say this by Rav Cook? They said all your averos become hechsher mitzvah because
right. It's a Reb Nachman. Yeah. If that's what propelled you to be good. Right? If the only reason you're going to the mikvah is because there's a reason to go to the mikvah, then good. Then Baruch Hashem, you know? But if you have no reason to go to the mikvah anymore, right? You know, the Baal Shem Tov said, right? There aren't going to be any good nigunim. There aren't going to be any good nigunim. If Am Yisrael don't sin, there's going to be no good nigunim for Yom Narayim. Right? There aren't going to be any good nigunim. Bezer Hashem.